All right, here we go. My name's Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 118 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Welcome back to the bunker, my friends. The subterranean bunker. Located deep underneath a nondescript home in suburban Pennsylvania. Alright. Yesterday in the mail, I received a copy. A battered, beaten, bashed-in copy of Dawn of the Dead on DVD. You ever seen that one? Oh, man, it's one of my favorites. I'm not much of a movie guy. I never have been. But, you know, I like a good movie. And that movie came out in late 70s, I think. I'm thinking 78, I'm thinking. And I'd never seen anything like that. I don't know if there ever had been anything like that before. I think that movie was a complete original. Just the level. I know there had been Night of the Living Dead. I'm familiar. You don't need to school me on this. Night of the Living Dead. But that thing was in black and white, and it was not nearly as gruesome and gory. I mean, it was creepy and everything. You know, I'm not saying that's not a great movie. But Dawn of the Dead is a complete... It's in a different category in my mind. The thing is, like, completely... It's like, an over-the-top... violence and gore to the point of almost being cartoonish. You know, there's a lot of humor in it. It's a real zombie movie. It takes place in a mall, which is cool. I love that. The setting of it's kick ass. So there's like four people, I think, holed up in this giant shopping mall. They got it barricaded so the zombies can't get in. And so they're, you know, the mall is their, although they do get in eventually, of course, but the mall is their sanctuary, and it's just, it's a great setting, and it's like over the top, unbelievable, scene after scene, mind-blowing violence and craziness. Never seen anything like that. I was like a kid in 78. And I'd never seen anything like that before in my life. I mean, it was like the craziest movie I'd ever seen. Love it. Still love it. That thing's out of print. Don't know why. It's hard to find. It's not on any streaming service. It hasn't been for years. Can't get the DVD. The only way you can get a DVD is to get a used copy. They haven't manufactured any new ones in many a year. And so anyway, I bought one. I bought a used copy. And it said the box was damaged and, you know, beat up and stuff. But the disc was fine. So I took a chance on it. I don't usually buy shit like that. But I'm not paying like $60 for a copy of it. So anyway, it came yesterday. And it's exactly right. The box is all beat up. But the disc itself, perfect. So that's all right. That's cool. So now I own a copy of one of my favorite movies, Dawn of the Dead. By the way, I took a girl to see that one time at the Midnight Movie. They used to show that shit at the Midnight Movies all the time. And I took her, I don't know why. I mean, it's like stupid. What, I'm an idiot. I'm a complete idiot. I mean, I've made lots of... Just because I like it, that's not something you take a date. You know, you don't take a date to see Dawn of the Dead, unless you're tapped in on, you know, oh, she's gonna love this. Unless you know for a fact, you don't do that. It's stupid. I'm an idiot. You know. So I took this girl to see it one time, and she started crying within, I don't know, 15 minutes, maybe 10, like sobbing uncontrollably. I'm like, what the? So she's like, just take me home, you know. Like, Why would you bring... So we're driving back, taking her home. The whole thing's a disaster. And she's like, why would you take me to see something like this? I'm like, I don't know. I'm stupid. I mean, it's pretty well, you know, I am stupid. Everybody knows, you know, I don't know. So anyway, love that movie. And I've been trying to get play my cards right, get a good copy, a DVD copy of it, and without paying like a fortune for it. And, I got a good disc. The box is all bashed. How do people not take care of their stuff? You know, everything I own, all my CDs, all my DVDs, all my LPs, they're all well-maintained. How are people so rough on their shit, you know? How could you have a DVD box that looks like it's been run through some kind of chipper or something? I mean, how's that even happen? I don't even understand. People live a life of chaos, apparently. A lot of people. I don't understand. I don't even know. I don't even live in a world where a DVD box could eventually arrive at that, you know, that's, you know, that kind of that shape. I don't live in any kind of world. My world is not that. That is not a possibility that a DVD box from my personal collection could ever end up like that. I just don't. It's beyond my understanding. All right. Anyway, over the weekend, well, Tony's gone. Tony went to her sister's house down there in North, or is it South Carolina? Never can remember. I don't know. She's down there visiting her sister, and so she left on Sunday. It was a long ass drive. She took my car, and she went down there. It took like 10 hours. I was like, I don't know, I stress out about stuff like that. I start having scenarios inside my head. All this disaster where she's like, you know, crashing her car. Like all this stuff. I was like, the night before she left, I was like lying up there in bed just, you know, thinking about all this stuff. Like worried about it. And I worry about it. I don't like that. That's 10 hours of driving. You know, it's by herself. She never sleeps, you know. But she made it down there, and yesterday she sent me a picture at like a quarter to 12, and they were day drinking already. I was like, what the hell? She goes, I'm on vacation, I don't want to hear it. I'm like, all right, whatever. It's not even noon yet, but hey, you know, I'm not judging. Well, maybe a little. Nah, she doesn't drink. She doesn't drink much. She's a, you know, lightweight. But anyway... what were we talking about? Oh, so she's gone. And so the boys and I were home on Sunday, and it was Father's Day, and I think they felt compelled to do something with me. So we had burgers. I cooked burgers and stuff for dinner. It was really good. I think I got that shit down. I am. It's taken me like 27 years, but, you know, I think I got that grilling. That's what we call it, grilling. Got that shit down, baby. Got a handle on it. Everything comes off there now. Tastes great. I used to just like destroy everything. There's like not a drop of moisture left. Just cook that shit down to just a thin wafer. Just a dry wafer, you know. Now I got a handle on it. So anyway, we had burgers, really good. And then they were like, hey, how about we watch a movie together? I was like, what? I don't know. We don't do this. You know? We don't. And I said, okay, that sounds good. I mean, sometimes I watch something. Yeah, I'll watch a TV show with one of them. But usually the three of us together, it's like a manufactured thing. I don't know. It's not real natural, you know? And I was like, okay, sure. So they got into a semi-argument about what we were going to watch, and they kept asking me, what do you want to watch? I'm like, I don't care. I said, you guys pick something, and I'll watch it. And they were like, how about Joker? I said, that's fine. I've never seen it. So we looked at the thing on demand. Thing cost $20. $20. I said, are you kidding me? I said, you could buy the DVD for that, you know? So why in the hell? And it wasn't even a purchase. It was a rental. $20. I was like, forget that. I said, that's stupid. And then they were like, how about that king of Staten Island? I said, what, that guy looks like a monkey? Is that that guy that was on Saturday Night Live? Might still be. Or as the kids call it, SNL. I don't know. But anyway, guy looks like he looks like a monkey man. What's his name? Pete Davidson. I said, whatever. I said, yeah, we watch that. So we pull that shit up, $20. I'm like, what the hell's going on? I thought this on-demand stuff, even if you rent it, I thought it was like $2.99. No. I guess those days are over. Apparently, there's no movie theaters anymore. I mean, when you think about it, I guess, everything's shut down, so they just crank up the on-demand prices on everything. $20? I said, that's outrageous. I mean, we have Netflix and Hulu and Amazon. Yeah, but there's nothing on there. I said, what? It's like a bottomless pit of stuff. I said, whatever. I said, we can watch this if you want. I said, I don't know the $20, I guess, just go right on the cable bill. I don't know. So we watched it. As soon as the guy came on the screen, he's like, the very first scene, he's like driving in his car down the interstate or something. And there he is. I said, there he is, Monkey Boy. I started making monkey noises. They're just like looking at me like, all right, you know, we just paid $20 for this. Can you shut the... Does that sound like a monkey? I don't know. But anyway, the movie, let me give you a review of it. Way Too Long. It was good. I liked it. It was good. And in fact, that Pete Davidson had a negative opinion of that guy. I mean, it felt like, I don't know. I didn't know anything about him. I didn't, you know, I'm just bits and pieces that I've seen. You know, I don't watch Saturday Night Live. You know, life's too short. And I don't watch it. I don't know anything about him. I've just seen him, you know, here and there. Wasn't a big, he seemed like a giant douche to me. But, you know, admittedly, I don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, he kind of won me over. You know, he seems all right. He seemed like he was likable. So I think he did a good job in this thing. The problem with it is I think they need to tighten up the storytelling. They could carve out 30 minutes from the running time of this movie. Why does it have to be, it's like 2 hours and 20 minutes. I mean, they could carve out, or 2 hours and 15 or something along those lines. Too long. I mean, that's too long for a comedy. I think it's too long for anything. I know that's an unpopular view, but why do movies have to be so frickin' long now? They used to be an hour and a half. Now they're like 3 hours and stuff. Ugh, I won't watch. If it's 3 hours, I won't watch it. You know, I just won't. But anyway, so this thing was like way too long, and the story, I mean, there were great scenes in it, and Bill Burr played a big part in this thing. I thought he did a fantastic job too. And, you know, there were good parts of it, and there was definitely some funny parts of it, and all that. Felt like they could have tightened up the storytelling on it a little bit. That's my review of it. So we watched this thing, and you know, it was good. I was like, is there an ending? Is this just goes on forever? Is this like in real time? We're just watching these people in real time, you know. I just wonder, are the movie theaters ever really going to reopen? So I think they're making money off that. I think they've realized there's money to be made. I think I've read something. I read a headline. I don't read articles unless it has to do with baseball. I saw a headline somewhere. It said that they're making these things like kicking in. You know, this video on demand, whatever, where they're like brand new movies that normally would be in theaters, like this one, The King of Staten Island. So I was supposed to go into theaters. Theaters aren't open, so they put it out on this on-demand part, and it's making a shitload of money, you know? And they're like, hey, you know, this is a viable thing. So it makes me wonder, are theaters... I mean, I'm not very good at predicting the future when it comes to stuff like that. You know what I'm good at predicting the future? Human nature. I'm very good at that. I know how things are going to go, and it's usually a cynical view, and it usually turns true. Or it turns out to be true, you know. It's like, I'm like, ah, if you do that, this is going to happen. Everybody's like, oh, come on. Have a little bit of more faith. It's like, nah. I've been around a long time, and I know how people are. I know how humans work. If you do that, this is going to happen. You're like, all right. And it turns out I'm exactly right, but nobody ever says, you know, Jeff, you're right. Nobody ever says that. Never hear that. Everybody seems like, oh, damn it. You know, I wish we could have foreseen this. I'm like, wait a minute. I think I remember having, I don't know what you're talking about. So anyway, I'm very good at predicting human nature. That part, I got my fingers on the pulse. As far as like technology and shit like that, movie theaters, I know movie theaters are not technology, not really, but like I don't know. I feel like there might be a movement towards no movie theaters or a very few number, just whatever would be in theaters would be some kind of something special, you know, not just your run-of-the-mill movies anymore. The run-of-the-mill movies be on demand, and then there'll be a handful of movie theaters here and there, not these big megaplexes like they are now. And for something out of the ordinary, that's what they're going to be showing in movie theaters. I could be completely wrong because I'm not very good at predicting or seeing the future on stuff like that. In fact, when you get into technology, I'm not good at all. I'm always like every time something new comes along, my immediate response or my immediate thought is, that's stupid. What do you need that for? That shit's never going to fly. And then 6 months later, I'm like, I need to get that. That's the way it goes. Like, even back when CDs came out, back in the 80s, I was a kid. Or not a kid, but, you know, I was young. And I was like, why would you, what is the point? I mean, why? What are we doing? And then I had to have it. You know, next thing you know, I had to have it. Same thing with the, you know, everything. Everything that comes along. Cell phones. It's like, what do you people think? You're like the President of the United States riding around in your car talking on the phone. You know? It's like, you know, that's stupid, you know? And then, of course, I had to have one. I had a bag phone. It was literally a phone. It was like a full-size phone receiver like you'd have in your house with one of those curly Q cords attached to it inside of a bag. And you plug it into your, it had a little antenna. Had an antenna that you flipped up, you know. Plug it into your cigarette lighter, which is what they used to call the, now it's a power, you know, I don't know what they call it. Some kind of power portal. Back in those days, it was a cigarette lighter. Stick that thing in there, fire that phone up. Have a conversation, you know, have a conversation for $5 a minute, probably. So I had one of those when I lived in Atlanta. I don't know. I didn't need it. What did I need it for? It was just gadgetry. But it took me a long time. Everybody had them. And then I was like, I need to have one of those too. But at the beginning, I was like, what the? It's like stupid. And then they said, eventually there's going to be, everybody's just going to have a phone that they can just carry around with them. It's like, what? How? I was like, I had a view, like the full-size receiver, the hand, you know. I couldn't imagine a phone like they are, like cell phones are now. I said, yeah, it's like, people have these things strapped to their backs or something. Why do you need that? You know, and then texting. It's like, that's about as stupid. Why would you want to, like, write something out when you can just call somebody and talk to them? You know, everything that comes along, I'm like, that's ridiculous. You know, that's stupid. And then I'm like, all right, I got to have it. You know, there's hundreds, maybe a million different things fall into that category for me. But anyway, I'm not very good at predicting any of that. And I'm definitely not an early adopter, but, You know, and I don't know what's going to happen with the movie theaters or any of that jazz, but I have a feeling this is going to be a turning point because they realize, and when I say they, I'm talking about the big movie studios, they realize there's money to be made outside the theaters. I don't think it was a proven thing. I think it was unproven. And now it's proven. So goodbye, movie theaters. That's the way I'm seeing it, except for, you know, some special thing. It'll be like a specialty type deal. You know, it'll be like nostalgic or something. It might show like Vertigo or something. It's, you know, one of those Hitchcock movies. Something like that, The Birds. And something like that, you know? I mean, it won't be like your run-of-the-mill movies, right? I'm probably completely wrong. And speaking of technology, I feel like I was born at a time where I got to experience two completely different worlds. I mean, I guess it's not completely different, but it's very different. You know, when I was a kid in the 70s versus today, the world that my kids grew up in, hugely different, you know, as far as technology is concerned. And I'm not saying our, you know, people have a tendency to say it was better back. No. Are you kidding me? No way. We had like rotary phones. You know, there's like videos on YouTube of kids trying to use a rotary phone. It's like very frustrating to me. I grew up, I didn't even think about it. That's just what the phone, that was a phone. You know, it wasn't like a version of a phone. That was a telephone, you know. There was a rotary, you know, you put your finger in there, spin the dial around. That's the way, you know. So we have, you know, rotary phones. We had TV, I don't know, maximum number of TV channels, stations, 12, which I don't think, where I grew up, I don't think all, you know, I don't think we had 12 in the beginning, before cable. So, you know, I mean, and you had to get up to change, there was no remote. You had to get up and, like, twirl the knob around, you know. And, you know, and then, you know, that's the word. I didn't even think, you know, nobody thought anything about it. That's just the way it was, you know. And then you move into, you know, oh, here's something. Well, in the 70s, there was this movement, or there was this fad, I guess. It was a fad. CB radios, you know. It's a citizen band radio where you put it in your car, have that shit mounted in, and you could talk to each other. It was like truckers, you know. So there was this craze. I don't know. It was inexplicable. I don't understand why this thing, but everybody got into it. It was CBs. There were stores popping up where you could have CBs, like, put in your car. Or you could, you know, cheap out and do it yourself, like, bolt it in there. So everybody's, like, riding around. Everybody's talking. There's, like, all this, you know, CB talk. Like, you know, you have your ears on and all that shit. Everybody had their handle. Everybody had a handle, sort of like Twitter. You know, Twitter handle. But people across the street from us, which were, I don't know, semi-lunatics, you know, it's man and woman, I'd say crazy. They were, like, full into it. And they had, in their garage, they had this giant tower, like an antenna. I mean, I don't know if they were running some kind of, like, underground radio station over there, but they had, like, this giant tower on their garage. They had all this radio equipment in there, inside their garage. And their handles, right? Are you ready for this? Their handles. There was a man and a woman, cornflake, and oatmeal. That's what they called. That was their CB handles. I think that guy was into, like, that ham radio and all that shit prior to the CB stuff. And then they got completely into that CB. They fully embraced the CB radio thing. I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. What do you just, like, talk to people? Just random people? You just get on there and just like, anybody got their ears on? You know, all this stuff. You know, this is a cornflake coming in. Like, I got, you know, whatever. I don't know. I can't even speak the language. You know, I don't know. What's your 20 and all this stuff? I hear people say that now. You know, what's your 20? Came from that CB shit, you know? And, like, everybody was into it. Everybody had, like, these big giant whip antennas on their cars. Everybody's riding around. I mean, that was in the 70s. I mean, that's just about as stupid. It died off quickly, you know? I don't know. But I never embraced that. I always looked down my nose at the whole CB thing. Then there was, like, all these radio... There was all these, like, songs. It's like, I can't believe they're movies. There's songs like Convoy and shit like that. It's like it's basically some, I don't know, some hick. There's no singing. It's just some guy talking, telling some story that involved, you know, CB culture. And then there's movies surrounding it, you know. It was crazy. I never embraced that. That was one of those things where at the beginning I was thinking that's really stupid, and then I never. It was one of the rare instances where I was like, I think it died so quickly, it burned bright for a short period of time, and then it was like out. Nobody liked it anymore. But you know that talking about records and albums and songs of that were CB related. I'll have you know that one of my blood relatives, a man named Red Savine, country music legend, I'm not even kidding, he was a member of the Grand Ole Opry, and he was a country music star back in the 50s and 60s. Early 70s, I guess. I don't know. But he jumped in both feet on this CB craze. Had multiple hit songs, including the legendary Teddy Bear. You familiar with this? It's about this trucker. You know, he's driving through some city, some town down south, I think. It's like it doesn't say. I think it just says it's like down south. It's not specific. And this voice comes over the CB, and it's like this little kid calls himself Teddy Bear. That's his handle. And it's supposed to be a tearjerker. Again, it's just old Red, who's my cousin. No, he's my grandmother's first cousin. Grandmother on my dad's side. So my dad's mother, first cousin, Red Savine, my grandmother's maiden name was Savine. And anyway, so that's how I'm related to him. So he's just talking. It's like all these CB songs. It's just some guy talking, you know. And he's telling this story about, you know, the kid's like, you know, I just lost my daddy. And his voice is quivering through the entire thing. It's supposed to be a tearjerker. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. He's got like he's like, quote, crippled. He's a crippled boy, you know, and his dad died. I don't know. The thing's terrible, man. It's like, you know, this is not a good story. And the thing was like a hit. The thing was like a big hit on the radio. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with my two crippled feet or all this stuff. So anyway, that's my blood relative, you know, and he had another hit called Phantom 309, something to do with the CB too. I think. I don't know. Anyway, so I lived through that craze. And now look what we... Now you fast forward to 2020. It's a completely different world. I mean, there's computers in everybody's houses. Multiple computers. I remember when I was a kid, they used to say, you know, someday there's going to be a computer in every home. I'm like, that's... that's good. That shit's never... ever gonna happen. Now everybody's got like 7 computers in their house. Everybody's like, this thing's not fast enough. What the hell? God damn it. You know, things are like, you know, It's like more technology than what was ever used to go to the moon, you know? And everybody's like, this thing, what is going on? What is happening with this computer? I'm going to fling this thing out in the yard. You know? Anyway, lived in two different worlds. If my grandparents, I often think about that. I don't know why, but I always think, what if my grandfather could just appear right now? What would he think about this? I think these thoughts all the time, you know? And it's like not only technology, which would blow his mind, he wouldn't be able to, you know, he'd probably love it though, but I'm talking about my grandmother, the grandfather that lived across the street, my mother's father. And he'd probably be intrigued by it. He was a big fan of the gadgetry, but he didn't have, you know, wasn't too much gadgetry. I don't think he embraced the, I think the CB thing came after he was gone, but anyway. I constantly think about, you know, what would my grandfather think of this? And stuff that people say on TV and stuff. Like those bears, like I was talking about last time. Those ass-wipe bears, those skid mark, shit-stained bears. I think that's what they're called, the shit-stained bears. You know, those Cottonelle or whatever, those toilet paper bears. And, you know, the ones that are ass-wipe. I don't know what the hell's going on. Like, you know, look at these underwear. They're not skidded up anymore like they used to be. They used to be skidded up from 9 ways to Sunday. But now look at it. I'm like, God, I just like to say my grandfather would just appear out of, which would freak me the fuck out if he did. But, you know what I'm saying? But I like to see he just appear. And he sees that bear commercial, the ass white bears. I'd like to get his reaction on that. Anyway, this is a meandering mess. Sort of like that movie, that Staten Island thing. Yeah, sorry. I'm criticizing them for not tightening up the storytelling and that. And then I turn around and do the exact same thing. I should be ashamed of myself. All right, we're at the end of this thing. Hope you enjoyed it, and I appreciate you guys listening. If you want two of these a week, it's easy to do. Patreon is where you do it. That's where you can get her done. Head on over to patreon.com/JeffK. That's Patreon, patreon.com/JeffK. You can sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation. It helps me out a great deal. You won't even notice it because it's $4. Put it on a credit card. It comes out the first of every month. You won't notice it. It's $4. And then every week, you'll get an extra episode for patrons only. It's a full-length episode. It's not some shortened-up piece of shit. It's not like 7 minutes long or something. It's full-length, just like the other episodes. Get an extra one every week. Not every once in a while. No. I mean, no. Every week. So if you're interested in doing that, upgrading, doubling down, head on over to patreon.com/JeffK. And if you want to call in and leave a message on our hotline, be a part of the show, the number to do that is 570-290-8151. That's 570-290-8151. Leave a message 24 hours a day, and I will almost certainly use it in a future show. And if you want to just send me an email, send it to surfreportpod@gmail.com. And I'm going to get better at responding to those. I promise. Well, no, I promise. I do promise. All right, we're at the end of this thing. Hope you enjoyed it. I will see you soon over on the Patreon side. And until then, you guys have yourselves a fine, fine day. And I'll see you. Bye.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and I said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And the little boy's voice came back on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" I told him my handle, and then he began. Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk. I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. This was my dad's radio, the little boy said, but I guess it's mine and Mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in the blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right, but I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me, but you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone. Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down, as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was going to take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear." But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's going to back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you. Well, I came back and I said, "Before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend?" Well, he gave me his address and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home, and each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, trucker, I'll catch you again." Yeah, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air. "Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. And goodbye."